This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are well today and your week is off to a beautiful start. Happy Monday, happy whatever day you're tuning in on. Happy August. I hope your day is off to a great start today and you're thriving out there in the world, wherever you are. If you're new here, my name is Ashley and I have the pleasure of being the host of this podcast. I don't know how you found me, boo, but per usual, I'm glad that you did. You know, I get DMs all the time and some of you are like, hey, I'm on season 2, episode 10. And I'm like, what? Really? And then a lot of you have told me you found me and then you started from season 1 and you're caught up. And I'm like, how? How, Sway? I was going through old episodes recently and I cringe when I go back and listen to the first few episodes of the show. Like, I cringe very hard because I hear so many mistakes. And you know, it's like when you go back and you see or listen or watch something you did years ago and you're like, girl, what were you thinking? That was me. And for a while, I was actually thinking about deleting old episodes because I was just super self-conscious about them. But as I was listening and kept listening, I had this sense of love for that Ashley. Like, I'm her, but I'm not her anymore, if that makes sense. Ash from season 1 is not the same Ash from season 5. And I was just proud of season 1 and season 2 Ashley, even though I thought it was a little cringe. Because I remember some of those days that I recorded, and I remember what was happening in my life at the time. And those episodes are just proof to me that I kept pushing through and I loved what I was doing and I just kept going with what I started. So I decided that those episodes, the very beginning of this show, recorded on my bedroom floor, would stay. Because today, I wanted to talk to those of you that said that you were going to start something. And you're thinking about starting something and you've written everything down of what you wanted and what you need to do, but you didn't move. You haven't done anything. You haven't taken that step. I know that some of you have been thinking about writing a book. Some of you told me that in 2018 when we first met on this podcast, and it is now 2022, and that book is still in your brain. It's still in the notes section of your phone. The idea is still there, but the reality of it happening is not. I know some of you have wanted to start businesses, write screenplays, start nonprofits, become actors and actresses. Some of you wanted to become doctors and lawyers, apply for programs that you wanted to be a part of, get certifications. Some of you wanted to move to new cities, but you have not moved. You have not written. You have not applied or auditioned. What's stopping you, sis? What's holding you up? And if this is you, please don't be hard on yourself and say, it's because I'm lazy. I don't believe that about anybody that listens to this podcast. I truly feel like every person under the sound of my voice really has something in common with this show. And I believe this show speaks to the greatness in everybody. I also don't believe it's by chance that you're here. I believe that if you are here, you see something within yourself, like I see in myself, that there is something that I want in this life, and by any means, I'm gonna get it. I believe that for you too. I don't think you're lazy. I just think that you haven't started, maybe because life got in the way. Maybe because family and you have more priorities now than you used to. Maybe because doubt. Maybe because fear. I'll keep it a buck with you. It's always fear for me. Fear and overthinking everything. I am the kind of person that I need all the details to be fleshed out before I start anything. I need to know the details. I need to know if it's going to work. I need to know if it's going to be good. The math needs to math, right? Like it needs to make sense and be perfect in my head before I do anything. I want it to be perfect, sound perfect, look perfect, feel perfect. I want it to change my life. But thinking that way has kept me from starting so many things that quite literally might have changed my life. Needing to know all the details, wanting everything to be perfect, not wanting to fail, not wanting others to see me fail, has kept me from achieving the very things that I want to achieve. If you're an OG listener, you'll know that I launched merch for the first time in 2018 when the podcast first started. There were these hot pink shirts that read "Girl, Bye" on them. And when I first created the shirts, I had just moved to LA. I'm like, yes, I'm going to get me some merch like all the other podcasts out there. It's going to be great. I'm going to be rich and all will be well within my world. Okay. I had one t-shirt to sell y'all. One. Got the shirts. I remember getting them steamed and folding them in these cute pink bags because everything had to be on brand, and putting these pink note cards in them that said thank you with these messages. I was in it, okay? Because everything had to align. Everything had to be perfect. And I did all of this promotion on Instagram and Facebook and told everyone I was selling t-shirts. Then launch day came. I had 100 shirts in my inventory, and I sold 10 shirts, y'all. Two of them my dad purchased, one of them from my mom, and one from my older brother. That's it. I had mapped out this huge success, and I thought it was going to go amazing and be perfect. And I had this idea that it was going to take my brand, take my life to the next level. And I sold 10 shirts. But we're still here. And today, we're launching merch again. This time, not just one pink girl bye shirt, but we've got hats and sweatshirts and jackets. And my point is, boo, in most cases, when you start something, a book, a brand, a business, a career, a dream, it won't be perfect straight out the gate. You want to be a New York Times bestseller before you even write the first paragraph. You want 1 million subscribers before you even publish your first video. You want celebrity clients before you've gone to school and got your certification. And that's great. Believe me, I want that for you too. I wanted that for myself. But you don't start by knowing everything will be perfect. You don't start by knowing what you're working on will be this huge success that you imagine. In most cases, you start by just sitting down and starting. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Plural, it is so me. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay. For 10% off your first month. Okay, y'all. So rumor has it, those Girl Bye shirts are still sitting in a box in California. And they may be sitting under my friend's desk right now as we speak. But yes, boo, today is the day. We have merch available right now. Visit the link in the description to check it out. I'm so proud of it. Even if I get 10 sales again, I swear I am super proud, because knowing what I did the first time around and not really knowing what I was doing and deciding to do it again, but applying what I learned, I'm just proud of myself for continuing at the pace that I'm moving at and accepting whatever failures or successes I may get along the way. You see, a lot of us get stuck in our heads and we're imagining all the scenarios and what ifs when we want to do something, instead of just making the decision to sit our butts down, make a plan, and just doing it, just committing to it, just making the decision to see something through, regardless of what the outcome might be. I found that the hardest part about doing what I do and having this podcast and now owning my own company, the hardest part in the beginning and still sometimes today is the mental part, right? Keeping focused on what's next and actually making the decision to follow through and actually do it regardless of the outcome. It's not the work that scares me. It's not the fact that I don't know what I'm doing half the time, right? Because I don't. You can always figure things out along the way. You can always learn. You can always put in the hours. You can always hire help if that's what you need. But sometimes it's the decision to actually do it. That's the hardest part for me. The decision to follow through, even if there's a chance it may not work. Now, I'm just using a book as an example, right? But apply this to whatever you're sitting on right now. You start a book by sitting down and getting your laptop out and your notebook or your voice recorder, and you start a book. You write down your ideas, your characters, your scenes. You build the world that you want your reader to live in. And you do that over and over and over again. You do that even if you feel like 10 people will buy it. You do that even if you feel like it will never be a bestseller. You do that even though you don't know what people will think about it. And they may hate it, but they may also love it. You do that because you don't know if you're a good writer, but you continue to write anyway. And you do that again, and you keep writing, and you keep putting out ideas, keep making deposits until you see what comes of it. When you embark on this next chapter of your life, sis, whatever this chapter is, instead of thinking, okay, how can I make this perfect? And I have to do everything right for this to work out the way that I want it to. And everyone has to love it. So I have to do a good job and everything has to be great. How about starting this next chapter, this next project that you're working on, this next journey, and say, I'm just going to keep doing this to the best of my ability, in the best way that I know how, at my own pace, until I see what comes of it. Whatever happens, happens. But I owe it to myself to see my idea, to see my goals, to see my dreams through. Listen, I don't have it all figured out, I promise. And I'm not the expert. But let me share a very real truth with you. Based on my experience, when you start by starting, it might suck. It might not be the greatest thing that you'll ever do. It might not be the best product that you'll ever create. It may not be the best video or the best audition or the best interview. It may not be the best draft. And 9 times out of 10, it won't be. But the other truth is, when you start and you keep going, you get better and better over time. You get better at thinking. You get better at creating. You get better with executing. You get better at writing and producing. You see where I'm going? You can't get better if you don't start. You can't be a New York Times bestseller without a first draft. You can't get an Oscar without a first audition. I decided to keep all of my old episodes up, even though I felt like they were cringe, so that whenever you find me, whenever you just so happen to listen to this episode, you can see my first draft. You can see my first draft, my second draft, and my third. You can hear my mistakes. You can see how this show may have not been a top-ranked podcast straight out the gate, but just started with a $20 microphone and 44 listeners. But now, 4 years later, we're on the brink of 2 million downloads. But it took me 4 years, hundreds of mistakes, several moves through big life changes within my personal life, health scares, losing jobs, deaths in the family, pandemics, failures, success, the highs and the lows, and to this very day, still trying to figure everything out. Whatever you're sitting on, boo, it is time to get up. Put in your first draft. Someone needs to see you starting so that they can have the courage to start too. Someone needs to hear your story so that they can find the words to share theirs. Do not leave this earth holding on to something that might change not just your life, but mine. It doesn't matter right now who likes it. It doesn't matter right now who buys it, looks at it, views it, downloads it, or however many get sold. It doesn't matter right now if it's a New York Times bestseller. What matters most is that you do it, sis. What matters is that you start. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.